We continue today with lesson number 45 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We will continue in the 12th perek, which we began yesterday. Today we will learn the second and third Mishnayos of the 12th perek. Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Beis, Kenei Moznayim, Shel Sorokos. A primitive scale is made in such a way that it has a long rod upon which the various metal objects are attached, which weigh the items which you want to weigh. So if you have the Knei Moznayim, this rod of a scale, Shel Sorokos, of those who comb wool. So they sell wool by the weight. Now, the rod itself is made of wood, so it's a pshute kliyetz, and it's not generally mekabel tuma. However, if it's the rod that the sorokos, the wool combers, use, then it is tame, it is mekabel tuma, mipnei unkloyos. Because of the hooks that are attached to the scale. There are kind of hooks that grasp. They have a kind of fork-like bottoms, and you can attach them to the clumps of wool and lift them so that you can weigh them on the scale. So they are, of course, metal hooks, and they are what render the Kenei Moznayim Shel Sorokos Tomei. Mipnei unkloyos. Vishel balevatim, however, the rods which compose the moznayim, the scales of an ordinary person, a non-professional, who do not attach to the scale these hooks which can grasp objects. So it depends. If it happens that this ordinary person with an ordinary scale, im yeshbo unkoloyos, does have these metal hooks which are attached to it, tome, it's mekabel tuma. Then the Mishnah continues, unkelin shel katofin. If you have a person who is a porter, he carries heavy packs on his shoulders. So he has a stick, and at one end of the stick he has one sack, in front of him, and behind him, he carries them on his shoulder, and behind him he has the other part of the stick protruding with another sack. That's the at each end of that rod he attaches a nail, and it's upon the nail that he hangs these two sacks, one in front of him on one end of the rod, and one behind him on the other end of the rod. However, in this case, unkelin shel katofin, the unkelin, these nails, which are metal, the rod is wood, of a porter, of a person who's carrying heavy objects, tahora, it is not a mekabel tuma, because these nails are botel to the mot, to the pole. The pole is the kli. The pole is a pshutei kliyetz. The pole is just a pole. It has no base kibble. So therefore, the pole is not mekabel tuma. And even the unkeli separately is not mekabel tuma, because the unkeli, in this case, the nail, or the little rounded nail, has no shame bifnei atzmo. It's not an independent vessel. It's only a vessel when attached to the rod. And the rod is of pshutei kliyetz. So the unkelin shel katofin is tahora, is not mekabel tuma. However, the unkelin shel rochlim tameya is mekabel tuma. Now here, rochlim are people who peddle spices and cosmetics, etc. So they too carry this rod on their shoulder. But instead of having a nail at both ends of the rod upon which they suspend the sack, they have at both ends of their rod, they have a little container which contains the spices or the various cosmetics which they are carrying. So that's Tameya, that's Mekabel Tuma, because it has a base kibble. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Rochlen Shelefonov Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The rod with the little two receptacles of metal at either end of the rod is only Mekabel Tuma, only that receptacle which is in front of him, because that's the one that he uses. The one behind him is only used for balance, and therefore it is not Mekabel Tuma. That's why I have a machlokes. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah continues, Unkali Dargosh, the hooks which are attached to the sides of a bed. Imagine you have a frame of a bed and you stretch along it a mattress, like a hammock. And the leather has loops at the end, and these loops are looped onto these hooks, which are inserted very strongly, very, very tightly into the frame of the bed. So the bed, a bed, is Mekabel Tuma. And therefore, the Unkelios are also Mekabel Tuma. However, the Unkeli, which is Vishel Naklitin, Naklitin are two vertical poles, one placed at the head of the bed, in the center of the head of the bed, and one placed at the foot of the bed, in the center, etc. From one pole, from the head to the foot, you extend a rod, and the rod is inserted into these two vertical poles, these naklitin, at the head and at the foot. How is the rod held in place? It's held in place by a metal V, a V-shaped metal piece of metal. And above it now, above the rod, which is held in place by the metal and unkeli, and extended from head to foot, now drapes over the bed, forming an inverted V, like a tent. So in this case, we say, Vishel Naklitin, these little V-shaped metal fasteners are Tahora. They're not Mekabel Tuma, because they are a non-essential part of the Naklitim. The Naklitim are wooden poles. They're Pshutei Eitz and not Mekabel Tuma. These little V's are Botel, are secondary to the poles. The poles are Pshutei Kli Eitz, and therefore the Unkelios too are Tahora, are not Mekabel Tuma. Shel Shida, if you have a hook attached to a small box, the box is made of wood. And of course, a box of wood is Mekabel Tuma. It's a small box. It's even though it's wood, but it has a base kibbutz. You can put things into the box. And now if you have a metal hook attached to this box, Temeya, it is Mekabel Tuma, because the box, the shida, is Mekabel Tuma. Vishel Akon. Akon is a big sack, which is kind of a big net with which you catch fish. And it is so big that it is memsaw, can contain 40 liquid saw. And something so big is not Mekabel Tuma, as we will learn several times later in the Meseches. So, if you have attached to this akon, which is a sal, a basket made of some type of wood or bark or whatever, to catch fish, and it has hooks attached to it, tahora. These hooks are not Mekabel Tuma because they are secondary to the akon, and the akon, because of its size, huge size, is not Mekabel Tuma. Shel shulchan, a hook attached to a table, temeya, is Mekabel Tuma. A table is Mekabel Tuma. The hook is Mekabel Tuma. Shel menoras ho'eitz, however, a hook which is attached to a wooden menorah. The Mefarshim say it means the base of the menorah, which is a wooden base. It has no base kibble in and of itself. It supports something which has a base kibble, so it's what's called a mishamesh l'mishamshe yodom. And therefore, as we will learn elsewhere, it is not Mekabel Tuma. And the hook which is attached to it, Tahora, is also not Mekabel Tuma because it is secondary to the Menorah Soeitz. The Menorah Soeitz is not Mekabel Tuma, neither is the Unkeli. Ze haklal. This is the rule. Kol ha-mechuba la-tomei, tomei. whatever is connected to something which is tomei, so the unkali connected to the shida, to the shulchan, or to the mita, the dargosh, are mekabel tumah. V'hamechubah latohor, but that which is connected to a keli which is itself not mekabel tumah, like for example the menorah so'etz or the akon or the naklitin, tohor is also not mekabel tumah. V'chulon achas achas b'fnei atzmon, all the unkliyos above, if they are detached from the keli tohoros, they're not mekabel tumah because they are in and of themselves not a kli. They're useless in and of themselves. They have no shame b'fnei atzmon, and therefore they're not mekabel tumah. This principle, this klal, kol hamechubah latomei tomei v'hamechubah latohor tohor, is of course a rule in Hilchus Tumah v'Tahara. However, it is also used as a metaphor for people, that if you hang around people who are wicked, you are considered wicked. Kol ha-mechubor la-tomei, whoever is attached to a person with negative qualities, tomei, he too is can be assumed to have negative qualities. If you hang around people who are tor, you hang around the good guys, tor, then that's a pretty good sign that you too are tor. You are judged by the company you keep. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, says that this principle, that you can judge people by their company, is something which is written in the Torah, repeated in the Nevi'im, and repeated yet another time in the Kesuvim. Because in the Torah we say, the Pasuk says, Vayelech Esav el Yishmoel. What's Esav doing hanging around Yishmoel? Kamechuba latome tome. In the Nevi'im we learn, in Shoftim, Vayislaktu el Yiftoch anoshim reikim. Who hung around with Yiftach, who himself was basically a vagabond, Anoshim Reikim, empty people, people like him. And there's another place in the Kesuvim which says, Kol Of Lamino Yishkon, birds hang around with birds of a feather flock together, Ubnei Adam Ladom Elo, and human beings hang around people who are similar to them. That pasuk, kolof lemino yishkon ubnei adam ladom alo, which the Gemara in Bava Kama says is in the Ksuvim, is not in our Ksuvim. It's not in Mishle, it's not in Te'ilim, it's not in Eov, etc. It is in Ben Sira. Ben Sira is really outside our biblical canon, but sometimes Chazal quote Ben Sira as if it was part of Tanakh, and this is one such place. But the halachic rule is kol hamechubah latomei tomei v'hamechubah latohor tohor, like in our Mishnah, but it can be used as a metaphor for human beings and for the fact that if you keep company with people, you can be assumed to be like the people whose company you keep. Continuing now in Mishnah Gimel, kisui teni shel mateches. A teni is a big basket of some sort, and it itself is not made of metal, but it has a lid which is made of metal, and the lid, if you turn it upside down, it has a little base kibble. So it's a metal kli with a base kibble. You can put things in the lid. That's not what the lid is made for. The lid is made as a top to cover the tenne or the tenny, but it's possible to be used as a base kibble. So kisui teni shel mateche shel balebotim. If stam people, not professionals, in this case not doctors, but ordinary laymen, if they have such a kisui on a teni, Rabban Gamliel mitame, Rabban Gamliel says, since the kisui turned upside down has a base kibble, it is mekabel tumah, v'chachomim mitaharim. But the chachomim say, no, it is not mekabel tumah, because they feel that the kisui is not a kli in and of itself. It is only a lid for a teni, and therefore it is not mekabel tumah. But that's with reference to the kisui teni shel mateches shel balei batim. Then the chachamim say that kisui is not mekabel tumah. But for shel rofim, If a doctor, in part of his professional work, has a teni, has such a basket, and on the basket he has a metal kisui, that is tomei, says the Mishnah. That is mekabel tumah, because the doctors do use the kisui for their various purposes. They put in medicines and herbs and whatnot into the kisui. Hadeles sheba migdol. Migdol is a very large closet, which is in and of itself is not mikabel tumah because it's so big, so large, it's beyond being a kli, it's almost considered like a structure. So this big migdol, this big closet, has attached to it a metal door, shel balabatim. If this migdol is an ordinary domestic large closet, tahora, the metal door is not mekabel tumah because it is batel to the migdol. It's part of the migdol, and the migdol is not mekabel tumah. Neither is the door. But v'shel rofim, if this big closet is a store closet, storage closet for a doctor, and it has a metal door, tameya, the metal door is mekabel tumah because the doctors suspend in this door, or on this door, their scissors, their surgical tools, etc. The Mishnah continues, Ha yituchin. Yituchin are small tongs which are used to hold on to a vessel when you have molten metal and you want to pour it from one vessel to the other. You're not going to touch it with your fingers, it's so hot. So rather, you take this metal tongs. So the Zituchin are Tumeyim, meaning they are Mekabel Tumah. But the Haperochim, which are also tongues, but these tongues are attached to the furnace. They're attached to the furnace and they're manipulated with a handle, but they remain attached to the furnace. They are Tahorim, they are not Mekabel Tumah, because they function as being part of the ground. We assume that the furnace is attached to the ground, and these parochim are attached to the furnace. So therefore, the parochim are mechuba lekarka, and something which is attached to the ground is not mekabel tumah, as opposed to the yituchin, also tongues, but tongues which are held loosely, not attached to anything, they are mekabel tumah. Akrav Beis Habad. Beis Habad is a apparatus in which you squeeze olives to get out the olive oil. And they have big wooden poles, heavy poles, which are used to squeeze the olives. And attached to the pole is an akrav, a scorpion, meaning a hook-shaped bit of metal, which looks like a crooked, bent piece of metal, which looks like a scorpion. And it is used as a hook to suspend. You hang it on the akrav onto the wall. So akrav beis habad temeya is mekabel tumah. V'unkeli shebiksolim, but a hook which is fixed into the wall is tahora, is not mekabel tumah, because the hook in the wall is mechuba lekarka, it's part of the wall. A wall is not mekabel tumah, neither is the unkeli shebiksolin. But the akrav beis habad is not attached to the wall. It moves around together with the beis habad, and therefore it is mekabel tumah. And so we have finished Mishnah Daled, and in the process completed lesson number 45.